This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Klayim, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, Ezehu Oris. What are the laws of an oris, which is a grapevine growing along a fence? Normally, grapevines only require 6 tvachim of distance, but when it's lifted above the ground to grow along a fence, it requires 4 amas, like a vineyard. Hanoteya shura shel chamesh gefanim b'tzad hagader shu gavaya asar tvachim o b'tzad charet shu amak asar tvachim v'rochav arba noisnin loy avidosay arba amas. When a row of 5 vines are supported on a fence that is 10 tefachim tall, or grow alongside a ditch that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, one must leave a distance of 4 amos before planting a different crop. Beis Shammai said that the 4 amos are measured from the base of the vine. Ubeis Hillel oimrim min hagedul lasodeh. Beis Hillel said they are measured from the wall that supports the vine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Tayim kol ha'emrim kein, el im yesham arba amis me'ikar gafanim v'la geder, noisnin lo yas ha'vaydasai, v'zayreya es ha'maiser. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said that Beis Hillel was quoted incorrectly. Rather, Beis Hillel really said that if there are 4 amis or more from the bottom of the vine to the wall that supports them, then other seeds may be planted between the vines and the wall after having distanced them from the vines, the amount needed to work the vines. V'kamehi avaydas hagefen. How much is this avaydas hagefen? Shisha tefachim l'kol ruach. 6 tefachim in each direction. Rebbe Kiva Omer Shloisha. Rebbe Kiva said 3. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Oris Shehu Yeitze, Min HaMadrega, Belzer Ben Yaakov Oimer, Im Oimid Ba'oritz, Ubaitzer Es Kulay, Hareza Oisa Arba Amis Basada, Vim Lav Eino Oisa El Kenegdai. If an Oris is planted on a raised platform and then runs across an elevated support, Reb Elis Ben Yaakov said that if a person standing on the ground can reach the grapes to pick them, then one must leave a distance of 4 amos in both directions along the entire length of the vine. If not, then only the space directly beneath the vine is forbidden. Reb Eliezer Oimer, Af ha'noita achas ba'oretz v'achas b'madrega en gvoya min ha'oretz asara tfachim einoi mitztarefes ima v'imlav harezu mitztarefes ima. Reb Eliezer said that if one row of vines is planted on the ground and another runs parallel to it on a raised platform, if that platform is 10 tefachim tall, the 2 rows do not combine to form a vineyard, which would require 4 amos of distance. If it is less than 10 tefachim, they do combine, and that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Hamadle es hagefen al miksas apapirois lo yavi zera ele tachas hamoiser. If a grapevine grows along part of a latticework canopy, one may not plant other crops anywhere under that canopy, even in the area that is not beneath the vine. Im havi lo kidesh. Bidi eved, if he did plant in the area not beneath the vine, what grows there does not become forbidden. The imhilech hechodesh aser. However, if the vine then grew to cover it, it becomes forbidden. The chain hamad le al mixas ilan sarag. The same is true when a grapevine grows along a branch of a non-fruit-bearing tree. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, Hamadla es hagefen al miksas ilan maicho, mutal havizera el tachas hamaiser. If a vine grows along the branch of a fruit-bearing tree, one may plant other crops under the other end of the branch where the vine has not yet reached, since a fruit tree branch does not become buttle to the vine. V'im hilech echodesh yachsirenu. If the vine then grew to cover those crops, it must be pushed back. Ma'ase shaholech Rabbi Yoshua eitzel Rabbi Shmuel l'kfar Aziz, v'hareyu gefen mutlo al miksas te'eno. Rabbi Yoshua once went to visit Rabbi Shmuel in Kfar Aziz, and Rabbi Shmuel showed him a grapevine growing along the branch of a fig tree. Omar loy mo ani lahavi zera el tachas mamaiser. Rabbi Shmuel asked if he may plant beneath the other end of the branch. Omar loy mutter. Rabbi Yoshua told him that he is permitted to do so. Ve'elehu misham lebeis hamaganyo ve'hera gefen shehi mudla al miksas ha'kaira v'sadin shel shikma ubay kairas harbe. Rabbi Shmuel then brought him to Beis HaMaganya and showed him the stump of a sycamore tree which had been cut down for use as lumber, and several other trunks grew in its place, stretching out in separate directions. A grapevine grew on one of those trunks. Omar loy tachas ha-kerezu aser v'ashar mutter. Rabbi Yoshua ruled that under that trunk is forbidden, since the branch of a non-fruit tree becomes buttle to the vine, but under the others it is permitted. And that's the end of Mishneh Daled. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Vav, Mishneh Hey, Ezehu Ilan Srak, Kol She'enoi Oysa Peiris. A non-fruit-bearing tree in this context means literally any tree that does not produce edible fruit. Reb Meir Oimer, Hakol Ilan Srak, Chutz Min Hazayis V'Hate'eno. Reb Meir argued that everything except an olive or fig tree is considered a non-fruit-bearing in this context, since other fruits are not so important. Reb Yosi Omer, Kol She'en Kemoihu, Naitien Sadas Shleimais, Harezeh Ilan Srak. Reb Yosi said that any trees of which people generally do not plant entire fields is considered non-fruit-bearing. And that is the end of Mishneh Hay. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Vav, Mishneh Vav. Piskei Oris, Shmoina Amis V'Oid. The interruptions of an Oris are slightly more than 8 Amis. V'chol midos sha'amru chachomim bakerem ein bohem v'oid chutz mepiskei oris. All of the measurements said regarding vineyards are exactly precise except for this one. Eilu hein piskei oris. Oris shechorav me'emtsa'oi v'neshtayru boi chamesh kefanem mikan v'chamesh kefanem mikan. What's called interruptions of an oris refers to a row of vines that grow on a supporting wall, and the vines in the middle were destroyed, leaving 5 on each side, which is the minimum amount necessary to be considered an oris. Each side then requires a distance of 4 amis in order to plant other crops beside it. Im yesh shmoina amis lo yavi zera l'sham. If there are precisely 8 amis between the two sides, it is forbidden to plant their other crops. Shmoina amis va'oid, noisen loy kedei avidosai v'zayreya es ha'moiser. If there are more than 8 amis, one may leave a distance of 4 amis on either side and plant the rest. And that is the end of Mishneh Vav. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Vav, Mishneh Zayin. Oris shu yetsi min hakaisel mitaych hakeren v'kole noisnun loy avaydasai v'zayreya es hamayser. If vines grow along two perpendicular walls that meet at a corner, they do not combine in the minimum of five to be considered an oris. Therefore, it is enough to distance the other crops just six tfachim from the vines. Rabbi Yosi Omer, im ein sham arba amos, lo yavi zera l'sham. Rabbi Yosi holds that if the space between the walls is less than four amos, one may not plant there other crops, even after distancing six tfachim from the vines, as we saw in Perikei and Mishnah Dalet. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Klayim, Perik Vav, Mishnah Ches. Hakonim hayitziim min ha'oris v'chos aleim l'poskon kenegdan mutter. If the horizontal sticks that support an oris extend past the grapevine because he did not want to ruin the sticks by cutting them, he may plant other crops beneath those extensions. Ason kedei sheyahalech aleim hechodosh aser. If he left them there so that the grapevine could grow onto them, he may not plant beneath them. And that is the end of Mishnah Ches. Mesechtes Klayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes. HaPerach HaYetze Min HaOris. Royan Isai, Ki'ilu Hu Metuteles Taluya Bai Kenegdai Aser. If an Oris grows out beyond the sticks that support it, they're viewed as if there was a weight hanging directly down beneath them. It is forbidden to plant directly beneath that straight line. V'chein badolus. The same applies to a single elevated grapevine. Hamoseach zimoiro me'ilon le'ilon tachteha oser. If a person attached a grapevine from one tree to the next to keep it suspended above the earth, he may not plant other crops beneath it. Sipko bechevel obegemi tachas hasipuk mutter. If it was not long enough to reach the other tree, so he attached it to the other tree using a cord just to hold it up, made of rope or reed, the area beneath the cord is permitted. Aso kedei sheyahalech olav hechadosh aser. If he intended for the grapevine to continue growing along the cord, the area beneath the cord is forbidden. That's the end of Mishnah Tes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.